Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Put to death, voting for health care. I'm Elliot Francis. The U.S. Supreme Court refused to block the overnight execution of Arkansas convict Kenneth Williams, who was then put to death by lethal injection. Correspondent Melissa Rainey reports.
For the fourth time in just 7 days, Arkansas has executed another death row inmate. These are the first executions in the state in more than 11 years. Kenneth Williams' execution was at the same prison the convicted murderer escaped from in 1999 before killing another person. Cecil Bore.
Williams is the fourth inmate put to death in Arkansas in 8 days. House Republican leaders are working toward what could be a vote on a new proposal to repeal and replace Obamacare. Phil Mattingly reports.
All eyes are now on the party's moderates, who are far from rushing to support the amendment, saying it will leave even more people without coverage. And Democrats, ardently opposed from the start, quickly seizing on that opposition.
Congress expected to avoid a government shutdown today. I'm Elliot Francis. United Airlines has agreed to settle with that passenger who was violently dragged off a flight. Steve Kastenbaum tells more.
For a few days, it was the most watched video on the internet. Dr. David Dow dragged off of a United Airlines flight by police after refusing to give up his seat for airline employees who needed to get from Chicago to Louisville. Another video shot by a passenger soon after showed him appearing dazed as he ran back onto the plane.
I have to go home. I have to go home.
His lawyer announced a few days later that they were suing United. Attorney Thomas Demetrio announced that they reached a settlement with the airline. He did not disclose for how much. He said in a written statement, "For the acceptance of corporate accountability, United is to be applauded." I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
The president isn't writing off the chance of a military conflict with North Korea. Trump told Reuters, quote, "There is a chance that we could end up having a major, major conflict with North Korea." He said he would prefer, however, to avoid conflict. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. At this hour, there is no indication yet of a rumored Metro workers' sick-out. The union has said there is no planned job action, but the relationship between Metro management and the transit union continues to worsen.
Transit union members pack into a Metro board meeting yesterday and protest. James Cia Campbell speaks on behalf of the union members.
Who are outraged and disgusted by Paul Whitefield and the board's failure to bargain with our union.
Union members say Metro management changed their contracts without bargaining. General Manager Paul Whitefield wouldn't talk about negotiations, but said this isn't an attack on the union.
I have the responsibility for running this agency to provide a product to our customers and our taxpayers.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Falls Church police are looking for whoever set off some fireworks in an elevator and left threatening notes in a building that houses an abortion clinic. Police were called to that building twice yesterday in those separate incidents. A D.C. grand jury has returned a superseding indictment in the Inauguration Day rioting case. The new indictment adds more charges and reveals more details about the events that took place on January 20th. Some 212 people face felony charges. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has vetoed a bill that aims to prohibit officials from handing over information about concealed handgun permits to other states. The bill would bar Virginia from sharing such information with law enforcement agencies in states that don't recognize a Virginia concealed handgun permit. McAuliffe says the bill would hamper law enforcement investigations and put officers at risk. Virginia State Police also opposed that bill. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,981, the Nasdaq at 6049. Sports, the Redskins pick Alabama lineman Jonathan Allen with the 17th overall pick in the NFL draft. Hockey, the Caps lose to the Penguins in game one of their second-round playoff series. Baseball, the Nats crush the Rockies again. The O's were idle. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Steven Matz. Swing and a miss. Hard to believe he was a rookie last year. Trey Turner.
And he dives and makes the grab.
Hard to believe he wasn't rookie of the year. The shutout kid versus the breakout star. Catch everything. Nationals Mets. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2.
Ain't baseball great?
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a nice, easy start here to our 5 o'clock hour. No major problems. We do have road work set up, though, on 66 inside the Beltway. If you're heading westbound through Falls Church, passing Glebe Road, cones still set up along the right side. So one lane getting by, but no delay. And that's 66 West Glebe Road. No problems coming east out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway. 95, 395. Virginia looks good. 95 Maryland, 270 without any early troubles. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to see mixed clouds and sunshine and an isolated shower, thunder shower east of us, 84 degrees. Tomorrow up to 93. That would break the record of 91 degrees. Then as we head on through the daytime hours on Sunday, clouds and sunshine, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Herndon, 64 in Frederick, 67 degrees in Washington. President Trump says he is worried about the escalating tension with North Korea. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 5:07 and it is Friday morning. You're listening to WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. How are you this morning? Hey, joining us, we have Heather has outdone herself today. Let me tell you, we have a jam-packed show for you. At 6:35, Jarrett Meyer will be with us. He's with the Foundation for Government Accountability. He'll be talking to us about Trump's first 100 days. At 7:15, Maureen Powers, a transportation reporter for the Washington Post. At 7:35, A.B. Stoddard from Real Clear Politics. At 8:05, it's David Bossie from Citizens United. At 8:15, Cindy Boren, the deputy sports editor for the Washington Post. And don't buy yet, at 8:35, Representative Phil Rowe will be with us. He is the chair of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. Can you believe this, Brian?
That is a lineup. Listen,
Rowe was up all night.
Yeah, I know. She's a beast. That's what she is. Hey, listen, now we want to talk a little bit about... Well, you know, this is radio, but we're going to talk about television for a moment, and specifically sports television, ESPN. I don't know if you've been noticing, but if you follow ESPN, if you're a big sports fan and you watch it, you know that they've been laying people off like crazy this week. 300 people are being laid off over at ESPN, and many of them are the more expensive employees, the talent, the people that you see on camera, the people who are commentators and reporters and the journalists, the sports journalists of ESPN. And the reason is, apparently, they're losing subscribers. By some estimates, they've lost some 10 million subscribers recently. And I want to ask you a question. Why do you think that is? Why are people turning away from sports news, specifically ESPN? Is it because, people are cutting the cord and they're doing away with traditional cable and they're choosing not to add CNN to their lineup when they stream? Or could it be something else? Could it be, for example, some people believe ESPN has gotten too political over the years and leans too far to the left, and that has alienated a great number of people? What do you think it is? Phone lines are open at 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. I'm among these who believe that, there's a couple of things. It's maybe sort of a perfect storm. I think, number one, there are people cutting the cord. There are people who are now turning away from cable. Cable companies are losing subscribers left and right, and people are choosing to stream their content. And when you stream your content, you get to put checkmark those things you want to stream and those things you do not want to stream. And if you're not interested in sports, then you don't necessarily need ESPN. That's very different from the old day where it was part of the basic package, and you paid for it. If you get to choose and you don't choose it, then people are probably going to, those who don't care about sports, women, or perhaps who don't care as much about sports, if you love sports, you're going to be there at ESPN. If you don't care that much about sports, you could do without it. So I think that's part of it.
So you think people are less interested in sports?
I think there are. If you love sports, then you're passionate about it. But there are a whole host of people in this country who don't follow sports that closely. And I think if given the choice of paying for ESPN through basic cable or streaming and not paying for it, they're making the choice not to pay for it. Part of the other thing is that the cost of sports programming has gone up dramatically. They're getting squeezed in this regard. NFL deal was an 8-year deal, $15.2 billion. The NBA deal was 9 years and $12 billion. They paid $7.3 billion for the rights to broadcast certain college football games. And then there's one other thing, and that is that one of the things that you always went to ESPN for was SportsCenter. And you would see the greatest highlights, you know, the amazing thing that happened in that game last night that everybody was talking about. And, you know, that was one of the things that people love. You always count on getting something out of SportsCenter that you hadn't seen. And, you know, or if you just wanted a quick compendium of the best plays in all the different sports, you went to SportsCenter. Well, now people get that on their phone. They already get that, and they don't, you know, they don't have to go to ESPN for that. So I think it's a culmination of these three things. It is also possible that a certain number of people are irritated with ESPN because they have determined that it's just too political. So I think it's sort of a perfect storm of things, and I think we're going through big changes in broadcasting right now, and part of it has to do with this trend of getting your content digitally. I mean, so much of what I watch now is on my Roku or my Apple TV. I don't necessarily go to the cable anymore, and I'm about this close. There's just a couple of channels I can't get out there digitally. I'm about this close to cutting the cord myself. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Phone lines are open, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, let's see. Since I don't watch ESPN except during NCAAs. That's the only time I watch ESPN. And a lot of those games come up on, what is it, CBS, I think, carries those games. So I'm rarely, I mean, I'm not that person. I don't even know if I have it on my cable. I have no idea. So, but a friend that I know got into this, and here's what people were posting, because they were talking about why this is happening. Sports networks are all going to one sport per channel. You've got MLB, Major League Baseball Tonight is way better than Baseball Tonight, and you can get the Major League Baseball Network. Mm-hmm. So again, going to one channel. They say, yeah, it's great during the season, MLB Network's great during the season, but in the offseason, it's a waste. So people say, since the advent of MLB and NFL Networks, the only time I watch ESPN is if they have a game on that I'm interested in. Otherwise, there's no point. Mm. So I wonder if that's it, too. They try to be everything to everyone, and then other people started specializing, and then you could only watch what you want to watch, which games you want to watch. It's part of it.
Well, you are among the people who are making this decision, because the reason ESPN is cutting back on so many people is that they lost 10 million subscribers. Why do you think that is?
So it's your fault. I hope you're happy.
And I just want to know why you did it. I mean, help us out here. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Andrew in Chantilly, good morning. You're on with Brian and Mary.
Well, people watch sports for escapism. You know, they don't want to be preached at politics when they're trying to watch just a baseball game. And when ESPN goes and gives their SB to Bruce Jenner and adopts a political agenda, it's turned a lot of people off, including me.
Yeah, so have you dropped ESPN?
I dropped them probably back in the days of Keith Olbermann.
Yeah, so you've been away from ESPN a long time.
Yeah, I mean, there's other sources, like you all said. But I don't know if I want to say that that's the primary reason, because I think other channels would be suffering as well. But yeah, there's other ways out there. I mean, you know, I can get a local radio station broadcasting the game, especially, you know, out of town teams that I want to follow.
Yeah, like the Redskins that are going to be on our station this coming season. Sorry, I had to get that in there. Go ahead.
I think there's more and more sources out there who will just give you what you want to hear without trying to preach or convert you to some political agenda.
Yeah, they really have gotten very political in many occasions, and that does irritate a lot of people. And many people have looked at the Disney Corporation as being especially egregious in this regard.
Yeah, absolutely. Andrew, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Happy Friday to you. Just some more of the comments. ESPN has ceded much of their workload to Major League Baseball. ESPN did it better in a few years. Major League P, I don't know, but slash B, so I don't know what that. We'll get Buster Olney and Tim Kirk. Sarkisian, and then we won't have ESPN for baseball insider coverage anymore. They already have Peter Gammons. And then, of course, here come the comments about ESPN politicizing sports.
Yeah.
So I think that that, and then, of course, the person on whose page it says he's liberal, and he goes, that has zero to do with that, and everything to do with the changing TV marketplace. I don't know. I think it does have something to do with the politicization. Didn't they do something when Kaepernick was taking a knee during the anthem? Wasn't that talked about a lot on ESPN? And weren't there a lot of commentators who were backing Kaepernick? I think once they decided to wade into those waters, I think that they took a chance at alienating some of their viewers by making political statements. And as Andrew just said, that's not what people go to ESPN for. It would be like me watching The Real Housewives of any of the Real Housewives that I watch for escapism, or watching Maury to find out if he's the baby daddy. And I got to listen to some political lecture while I'm at it.
Yeah.
Who wants that?
You don't want that. That's right.
Right. I just want to escapism.
All right. So let us know what you think. Why do you think ESPN is laying people off, and why have they lost 10 million subscribers? Phone lines are open at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Oh, that's me. Oh, I'm sorry. It is 5:15. I'm so sorry. I was reading the comments about why people weren't watching ESPN. I apologize. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
And good morning. It would be so nice if we lost thousands of rush hours. Commuters, right? Get those cars off the roadway. But here we go. Around the region, no early issues around the Beltway, Maryland, or Virginia. Virginia on 66. I am still watching the overnight work crews. They are out and about on the westbound side in Falls Church. So if you're coming out of Arlington, watch, passing Glebe Road. They're still along the right side. No delays. You're coming up on that at speed. Slow down through the work zone. With the 14th Street Bridge and Anacostia crossings, we're looking good for our early start Friday morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, partly cloudy skies. You might even see a stray shower or thunderstorm today. A high of 84 tonight. Partly cloudy still. They're going to give way to cloudy skies later tonight. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Low of 71 tonight. Now tomorrow, partly cloudy skies in the morning. They're going to give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon. A stray shower or thunderstorm still possible. But listen to this. There's a possibility we break a record tomorrow with a high of 93 degrees. The record is 91. Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-80s. Currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 5:17 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway cleaned for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
It's 5:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Here's a question for you. I mean, apparently, if you've been watching ESPN, they are laying people off left and right. And they say they have to do it because, it's getting expensive to do television that covers sports. The programming itself is costing more. But they've also lost some 10 million subscribers of late. And many people are wondering why it is that people are walking away from ESPN. I'd love your thoughts about it, because apparently you're among them. If you're one of those people who said, no, I've had enough of ESPN, I don't need it, well, tell me why. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Michael, in Upper Marlboro, you're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning.
Good morning. For me, it's the same as with the Kaepernick thing. NFL didn't care if white people watched, because they were back in the Black Lives Matter with Kaepernick. And ESPN showed they don't want Republicans watching, because everything is anti-Republican on there.
Yeah, so you just got frustrated with the politics, right?
Yeah.
All right. And how long ago? Now, have you pulled the plug on ESPN, or do you still occasionally check in?
No, I quit watching ESPN last year.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, see?
Michael, have a great weekend. Thank you so much for joining us. I wonder if our listeners are more likely to say the political aspect of it.
Maybe.
You know, I wonder because they're going to be much more attuned to it, because they are much more involved in politics. They're going to be much more attuned to the politics and going to be much more sensitive when they see it. Whereas someone who is not as politically involved or as politically aware, that's going to kind of gloss over them. You know, they're not going to hear that. It's not going to resonate as much with them when that happens. So I wonder if that's part of it. Is it our listeners, we're going to hear that a lot. Let's go to John and Laurel. John, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I think ESPN kind of oversaturated the sports market. I remember when when I was younger, we used to get one baseball game on Saturday afternoon. It was the game of the week. It was Kirk Gowdy and Joe Garagiola would broadcast.
Yeah, I remember those days, yeah.
That was it. That was it. And then they came up with Monday Night Baseball, and then ESPN came on, and there were three games every single night. Who could keep up with it?
That's a good point, and I don't follow football or anything like that. But I remember watching. Wasn't it Monday Night Football? But then it was Thursday Night Football too. Mm-hmm. Wasn't Thursday day that they came in?
Yeah, they got
two?
Monday night. They got Friday night. They got Thursday
Friday night.
They got all kinds of football, right?
Yeah. So but a lot of that was being carried on the major stations. Mm-hmm. So that takes away then from ESPN.
Yeah. Look, I think it's really has to do a lot with the changing nature of how people are getting content on their television.
Okay.
And I mean, you got all kinds of screens. You got your big screen there in your living room. You got your little screen there on your phone. You got a laptop you can look up. And, you know, I just think that people have decided that I want my content to come to me digitally, and I'm not necessarily wedded. And there's a frustration across the board. Let's just be honest about it. Across the board with cable companies in general. I mean, how many of us have not had a cable story that has just driven them to completely, guano crazy? It drives you nuts having to deal with those people. And I think, look, if they say, well, look, I got this high-speed internet connection, and I can get this little $89 Roku box, and I can stream just about anything that I want right to my big high-def television, then why in the world would you put up with all that frustration? And why would you continue to pay for a channel if, A, number one, you're not all that interested in sports, or B, number two, you can get those sports another way?
Right.
And I think ESPN is making some decisions here, business decisions that are sort of generated toward making sure that they are players in that arena going forward, and they are then changing the kind of talent they have in order to accommodate that.
Do you think the fact that people are I forgot what I was going to say about people are connected, just like you said, disconnecting. Do you think that really is a lot of people are disconnecting?
Yes.
And that has a lot to do with
it? Oh, absolutely.
Really? Okay.
Especially young millennials. They don't care about having
a big cable. That's true.
I'm telling you, they don't care about watching the very latest sitcom on network television now.
Or the specialization, too. I wonder if the channels coming up that specialize has something to do. We can ask Cindy Boren coming up at 8:15, and she'll tell us more about that.
It's 5:22 right now on WMAL.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Prince William County Fairgrounds. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the Manassas Gun Show by SGK has all your modern shooting and hunting needs. That's the SGK Gun Show this weekend at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. And what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
For the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
When you buy from Tedrid Ford, you get life. Tedrid for life, lifetime vehicle coverage.
It doesn't end after 10 years.
It doesn't end after 100,000 miles.
It never ends.
Never ends.
Drive a new 2017 Ford F-150 for up to $13,000 off MSRP.
And only Tedrid gives you their exclusive Tedrid for life, lifetime vehicle coverage. Tedrid.com.
Sticker number C70779 with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, and $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates applied all to dealer. Offer ends 4/30/17. See dealer for details.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
And it is 5:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Early on here, 270 looks good between Frederick and the Beltway each direction with not any troubles. Once you get down to the Beltway through Bethesda, Silver Spring with travel lanes open. Now, Virginia, 66. It was the overnight work crews heading out of Arlington into Falls Church west on 66 near Glebe Road. Looks like it just about wrapped up. No delay, but still do watch for them. See some activity on the shoulder and some of those barrels as well. Crossing the Anacostia crossings into town, Southeast Southwest Freeway. Nice quiet start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather continuing up into the 80s again today, but 90-degree warmth possible by tomorrow. A few clouds around this morning, a stray shower, thunder shower threat east of us. 84 degrees and partly cloudy this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 68 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
All right, so 10 million people have walked away from ESPN. They're no longer subscribing, and ESPN is having to lay some people off. Is this emblematic of just the way people are changing the way they get information? Or is it? Is there something else? If you've given up on ESPN, or why? Well, tell us why. How about Dan in Harper's Ferry? You're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian and Mary. Yeah, I dropped them like a rock a long time ago because their sports broadcasters did become more politicized. But not only that, they started getting more opinionated on things that weren't even about the game, whether it's gender or Kaepernick or Black Lives Matter, whatever it may be. They would talk about things that didn't even pertain to the game.
Yeah, they got off topic a little bit. And look, you know, one of the things they always say about branding an operation is stay true to what you do best.
Yeah.
There's a thing called diversification.
Diversification. Okay.
The more you divert into other things, the worse you get. So that's certainly a part of it. How about Joe in Strasburg? You're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mary. I told your caller, your screener, I work for a cable TV company in the area, and what you said about content delivery is absolutely true. And one of the worst, I can tell you right now, one of the worst content owners out there is ESPN. When you work for a cable TV company, ESPN forces you to buy their entire lineup package, mm-hmm. and you don't have a choice. So you have to offer that, and you pay a prescriber fee. ESPN charges the highest prescriber fee of any of the content delivery people.
Gotcha. Okay.
So when you have people getting their content right now streaming over high-speed internet, when they start offering free sports or free games like football and baseball, which they're kind of doing now on a subscription basis, you're really going to see people like ESPN and the cable TV companies start to really fall apart and disappear.
Well, yeah. Thanks for the insider view there, Joe. Have a great weekend. It is 5:28 on WMAL.
Writing job descriptions, sifting through resumes, setting up interviews. Hiring's hard, but it doesn't need to be. Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your job in minutes. Manage candidates at every stage. Schedule interviews with a click. All on your personal, easy-to-use Indeed dashboard. And since independent research shows that Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, easy works. And it's a great time to find out for yourself why more than 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting in relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It is 529 coming up on WMAL. Well, did you give up your old-fashioned books for one of those fancy-schmancy new iReaders? And are you like a lot of people? Have you dumped the iReader and said, I'm going back to the old-fashioned book? A lot of people have more details for you. And also, we'll have an update for you on what's going on with Metro. We had a really crazy commute yesterday. Hopefully today will not be the same. Hopefully that sick out will not happen, but we'll have details for you coming up. It is 5:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump says he would prefer a diplomatic solution, but he admits in a Reuters interview that he's worried about the escalating tension with North Korea.
There's a chance that we could end up having a major, major conflict with North Korea. Absolutely.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, meanwhile, says China has asked North Korea to conduct no further nuclear tests. Tension between Metro and its largest employees union is getting worse. Union members showed up yesterday at a Metro board meeting to air their complaints about General Manager Paul Wiedefeld and his team.
Mr. Wiedefeld, stop trying to divide and break our union.
Union member James Sia Campbell says union members are outraged and disgusted that Metro officials are making unilateral changes to their contract. At the NFL draft last night, the Redskins took a step to boost their lackluster defense.
With the 17th pick in the 2017 NFL draft, the Washington Redskins select Jonathan Allen, defensive end.
Allen finished seventh in the Heisman Trophy voting in 2016, but there were medical concerns about his shoulder problem that affected his draft stock. Governor Terry McAuliffe says he has restored voting rights to more Virginia felons who have completed their sentences than any other governor. McAuliffe announced yesterday that he has restored voting and other civil rights to 156,000 felons, surpassing a total set by former Florida Governor Charlie Crist's administration. McAuliffe has said that he views his rights restoration effort as one of his most important legacies as governor. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,981, the Nasdaq at 6049. Sports game one of the Caps-Penguins series goes to Pittsburgh. Game two is tomorrow night. The Redskins take Alabama defensive end Jonathan Allen in the draft. Bryce Harper were the three-run homers. The Nationals pound the Rockies. The O's had the night off. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You know, there's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are many reasons to trust Frank. Listen, when you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates into real results for his clients. Consider the story of Carol and Gary of Vienna. After settling on their dream retirement home in South Carolina, they knew they needed to sell their Virginia residence quickly. They looked to Frank to get the job done, and true to form, Frank delivered an offer in just one day for more than $6,000 over the asking price. There is no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or Frank will buy it outright guaranteed. The nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommends Frank in the D.C. area. Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel, and well, it's no secret that I trust Frank, so call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
You go to your doctor for an unexplained weight loss, a pain, illness, or cough. Further tests reveal the reality. It's cancer. Well, let's talk reality. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers an innovative approach to treating cancer called CyberKnife, a non-invasive treatment using targeted radiation to destroy tumors anywhere in the body with pinpoint accuracy. So there's less risk of damage to surrounding healthy tissue and organs. CyberKnife also treats inoperable or unreachable tumors. Another reality? With CyberKnife, there are fewer treatments than with traditional radiation therapies, and a faster recovery too. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital physicians are among the country's most experienced in using CyberKnife to treat tumors. So if you're facing the reality of cancer, learn the benefits of CyberKnife at 855-218-6685 or visit medstargeorgetown.org/ckcancer.
I wish these bags under my eyes would go away. Now, if that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor introducing the new Genucel Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Susan from New Jersey uses Genucel, and she wrote to us about it. She says, I've been using Genucel for a couple months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I agree, Susan. I use it, and I love it. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. Check this out. From now until Mother's Day, get a free month supply of Genucel with your order. What a great Mother's Day present. Call now, and express shipping is also free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Order today, and Chamonix will include a surprise luxury gift absolutely free. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720 for Genucel. 800-525-2720.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway looks good each direction. Jessup, Laurel heading in through Greenbelt. However, stay in Laurel and we'll go east of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway on 197. You want to avoid that right now in each direction. Between Powder Mill Road and the BW Parkway on 197, it looks like traffic is stopped right now, held up with a crash. Just happened. 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie. Good. Had a brief tap on the brakes inbound as you approach Route 3, so do watch in that stretch. 270, here we come in Urbana. 109, a little bit of volume. Same story with the volume on Virginia's 95, where we see most of the time this morning out of Stafford toward Aquia. And again, just filling in some of the volume, but not too bad, heading out of Dale City toward the Occoquan. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rolling on through today with a few clouds around, showers, thunder showers east to 84 degrees. Maybe a stray shower or storm tomorrow. We'll start near 70, wrap it up at 93. That's a record. And then on Sunday, clouds and sunshine, middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Burke, 61 in Damascus, 67 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. It is 537 on Friday. We made it all the way through the week. And you know what? You get one more day under your belt and you can take a couple of days off. It'll be all right. Just tell them I said it was okay. Hey, listen, we got stuff lined up for you here this morning like you wouldn't believe. Coming up at 635 this morning, we'll have a discussion about Trump's first 100 days. At 705, WMAL News Director John Matthews is going to drop by to talk about the big NFL draft. He's a fan. He knows a lot about it. And what did the Skins do in the first round of the draft? It's pretty interesting. 715, we'll talk to a transportation reporter for the Washington Post about the continuing metro meltdown. And are we going to have a sick out today? It's still unclear. And at 7:35, A.B. Stoddard will be here from Real Clear Politics to talk about where we are on a congressional shutdown. Will it happen? Will it not happen? I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. So one of the things I love to do on the weekend is I love to read a good book. I'm a dork. I love to read. And I love a book, like an actual book. I like to have the book. I can take it on the beach with me. If I'm on a trainer or a plane or something, I can take it with me. I don't have to worry about losing it. If I lose it, I can always get another one. But when you buy an ebook and you put it on one of those little readers, whatever it is, a Kindle, whatever it happens to be, if you lose it, you lose something very expensive. And then when you're done reading it, you don't have the book. So I like to keep my hardcover books. My softcover books, I donate to VA homes. Mm-hmm. I donate to hospitals. I donate to senior centers. So I donate my paperback books to so other people can read them as well. Well, people have called me. Oh, I can't believe you don't have an e-reader. I am apparently a trendsetter, and right all along, because regular books are making a comeback and people are ditching their e-books. And I want to know. 888-630-9625. We were just talking about ditching cable and everybody doing everything on their computers and everything else. How about when it comes to books? Are you with me? Did you stick it out? I stuck it out through the whole Kindle e-reader thing. Well, now sales of actual books are surging and sales of online books are diminishing. They're dropping. So are you like me? Do you just love that regular old fashioned book that you get to carry around with you. 888-630-9625. In the U.S., ebook sales declined 18.7% over the first 9 months of 2016. Paperback sales up 7.5%. Hardback sales increased 4.1%. Same thing in the U.K. as well.
I'm glad to see bookstores coming back. I mean, yes. Because, you know, we lost a lot of great bookstores in this town and elsewhere around the country because people decided they would just download it. It was quick and easy. I'm glad to see that books are making a comeback. There is something about, that for me, that I absorb information better. I don't know why. I can't explain it. But I absorb information better when I'm actually holding a piece of paper in my hand. If I read the same information on the screen, it's harder for me to absorb, and I don't know why that is. I don't know if that's a common experience, but it certainly is my experience. One of the things I do like, though, about the e-books and the e-readers, which you can get on your iPad or stuff like that, is that, you know, when you're reading something and you can add multimedia stuff in there. For example, you're reading along and there's a footnote that takes you to another article on something if you want to explore that further. You can divert off of the actual text of the book into some of the source material, perhaps, for the book, and that's helpful. You know, you can get pictures, you can look video, you can all kinds of stuff are added into ebooks now with links and what have you. So I sort of like that idea, but there's something about holding a book. And having that tactile experience and putting a little marker and coming right back to that thing and opening a book and just picking right up where you were before. I still do it. It seems to me, though, that I'm reading less and less for pleasure because I have to read so much for work that, yeah. You know, to me, sometimes it feels like reading is more of a work-related thing. And when I'm away from work, I just want to break away from that because, I mean, really, as you know, to be ready for this program each and every morning, we read a tremendous amount.
Oh, yeah. I spend, if Monday when I get back, when we're done with the show and I get back to my apartment, I will spend 3 hours on the computer, you know, reading for this show. But that's why I love reading for pleasure. That's the other thing. Does anybody read anymore? Do you actually read? What was the last time you read a book? 888-630-9625. When was the last time you actually read something for pleasure? Like you actually sat down and read a book. A couple of years ago, I was so excited because I had never read Wuthering Heights. I'd always wanted to read Wuthering Heights. I'd never read it. I had a list of the classics and I wanted to go through and read the classics. And gosh, this had to be more than a couple years ago. So I went to our little library, and my little library in my town, where I was living, was literally a double wide trailer. It was wiped down, Sandy, but it was literally a double wide trailer. And the librarian was my neighbor. To get a library card, you had to have a reference. It was more, you could get in a country club easier than you can get into our little library. It was not part of the county system or anything. And when I told her what I wanted to read, she goes, oh, that's in the summer reading. Like, there was no card system. There was no, you know.
There was no Dewey Decimal system.
There was no Dewey Decimal system. There was no card thing to look up. You just told the librarian the book that you wanted, and then she would tell you what section it was in. And it was just organized the way she wanted to organize it. Mm. Now, sadly, Mrs. Leparotti has passed away, and the library was washed away in Sandy. So, but they have restarted again in that town. They've restarted, you know, again. But it was just so funny, and I wanted to read Wuthering Heights. It was such an accomplishment for me. I love it. I and you know what I'm reading next? Shattered. So excited.
Well, and I
can't wait.
We both got a copy of that book, and I've been thumbing through it, and that's pretty interesting stuff. But again, it's sort of work related. You know,
it's not for me, though. That for me is entertainment. That I'm reading fiction right now. I'm reading Stieg Larsson right now. So that's totally fiction. But you see how excited I am because I'm such a dork. I get time to read books and I get so
excited.
You're
just happy that other people are seeing it the way you see it.
No, I'm just happy I get to talk about books. All right.
5:43 on WMAO.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Army General Curtis Capriati, commander of U.S. European Command, who also serves as NATO's Supreme Allied Commander for Europe, spoke with top military officials from 28 European nations on Wednesday. The group discussed counterterrorism actions as well as methods of defeating violent extremist organizations within Europe during the conference. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Do you speak Social Security? Not many of us do, but the people at the Social Security office are going to be throwing a lot of new terms at you when you show up to claim your benefits. Terms like deferring, suspending, and recalculating, just to name a few. Confused? Don't be, because Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services does speak Social Security, and he's happy to translate. Abe and his wife, Shelley, are inviting you to a complimentary dinner where he'll explain the things you need to know not only to make claiming your benefits easier, but also how to maximize those benefits. Join Abe and Shelley on Tuesday, May 2nd or Thursday, May 4th at Loudoun's Best Fine Dining Restaurant. Of course, you'll be the guest, and you'll learn some things that can potentially increase the amount of your monthly benefits. Make reservations by calling 571-577-9968 or online at retirementkeyradio.com. Abish Financial is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Abraham Abish. Virginia Insurance, number 557-877.
It's 545 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270 heading into Hyattstown, had a minor crash. So if you're coming southbound, say passing Route 80 or Urbana and down toward that exit for 109, a minor crash on the shoulder. So they were quickly able to get out of the travel lanes, but we're distracted here, obviously, with the activity, and that's the focal point of delays. Once you get beyond wide open Clarksburg down through to the Beltway, no early troubles. We're looking good. Maryland, Virginia, in fact, even heading out of College Park into Silver Spring, I'm not seeing too much of any backups. Let's go Laurel on 197 east of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. But before you get to Powder Mill Road, that's where we have an incident each direction. Looks like traffic has been held up. And DC, 295, let's go southbound. I don't have anything reported, but again, the volume starting to build past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to see mixed clouds and sunshine and an isolated shower, thunder shower east of us, 84 degrees. Tomorrow up to 93. That would break the record of 91 degrees. Then as we head on through the daytime hours on Sunday, clouds and sunshine 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees.
HP Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Now get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer. Its lightning-fast two-sided printing saves you money. Ends 4/29. Restrictions apply. See staples.com/HP month.
Well, that's a little sense of what was going on yesterday as the Metro Bed met, Metro Board met. These were actually union employees who are really upset with the Metro bosses right now. They're in the middle of contract negotiations, and they basically staged a big protest right in the middle of the Metro Board meeting and stormed out. You know, this comes at a time when we've been talking all week long about whether or not there would actually be a sick out with Metro today. If you haven't heard the story, about 500 Metro employees had requested to have Friday off. Apparently, if you want to do a doctor's appointment or something or other like that, you're required by Metro to make that request 72 hours before the appointment. And so a lot of people were calling and said, I need to go to the doctor on Friday, and so I'm going to take the day off. And it began to look like it was a sick out, and so Metro basically had to come back and say, none of the requests are going to be approved. And so you've got a really contentious thing going on between the Metro and the union people right now as they are in the middle of contract negotiations, and it boiled over yesterday at this Metro board meeting. But that wasn't the only bit of contention that was going on yesterday with regard to Metro. Paul Wedefield was questioned very sharply by board members of Metro about whether or not they're truly making progress. And this all comes as we witnessed yesterday morning at about 7 o'clock o'clock when all hell broke loose on the red line, and they had to shut it down in the middle of rush hour at Metro Center. I mean, rush hour, Metro Center, and you shut down the red line completely for a while. That's a recipe for disaster, and it just adds to the frustration that people have about Metro and the continuing Metro meltdown. So there you have it. A lot of stuff going on right now with the Metro as they continue to find a way out of their problems. And you got to ask yourself, are we in the death spiral with Metro right now? Are people, you know, are with union problems, with continuing problems and reliable service, and they're cutting back, they're cutting number, fewer people are taking Metro and they're raising the prices. It's getting hard to see how Metro is going to work its way through all of this stuff.
Well, you do it with dedicated funds, and now there is a proposal being floated for a new 1% sales tax region-wide to give Metro that dedicated fund that they need in order to stay afloat.
And so that means that we all got to pay to get Metro up and running. And that's a question, you know, maybe we should ask another day. Are you willing to put a little more into the pie to have a more reliable Metro system? I think most people would love to have a reliable Metro system that they could really count on. I think it'd be a good thing for the region. I just think that people are getting to the point where they don't have the confidence we can get there.
Right.
No matter how much money you spend.
And may I say, when I saw those people yesterday, the unions protesting yesterday during that meeting, when people start demanding of me, I turn off. I'm like, you know what? I would have listened to you before you start demanding. I'm done.
We'll talk at 7:15 with Martine Powers of the Washington Post. She's a transportation reporter about all this. It's now time for El Rushbo, 5:50 on WMAL.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt is why we measure presidents' first 100 days. His first 100 days, he signed 76 bills into law, including the New Deal, government on steroids, became a yardstick to measure future presidents. The New Deal was actually a bad deal for America. FDR's big government intervention prolonged the Depression, but that's for another update. Now we are at Trump's first 100 days. The defining factor is not what he has or hasn't done, it's what his liberal opposition has done. On day one, Inauguration Day, liberal Democrats in Congress boycotted the event. That's an affront to our political system. Washington saw arson, vandalism, and violence by masked anti-Trump protesters. Since then, organized paid protesters have disrupted town hall meetings. Rioters have taken to the streets. Elected Democrats openly say they're going to defy immigration law. California wants to declare itself a sanctuary state. Liberal activist judges ignore the Constitution in order to thwart Trump's presidential powers. At universities, conservative speakers are threatened with violence to shut them up. Trump family members are accosted. Every day, the drive-by media tries to destroy Trump with hostile and inaccurate reporting. It's been 100 days of hate from liberals losing their grip on power. So buckle up, folks, because it is not going to get any better for them. Trump is going to end up cleaning their clocks.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, if you're getting your land ready for spring, you need a tractor. But how do you know if you're buying the right tractor? Well, talk to somebody who already has one, like the 98% of Mahindra owners who would recommend a Mahindra to their friends. That's right, folks, 98%. Mahindra stands behind their tractors and utility vehicles with the industry's leading warranties. They're made to last with real steel, not plastic. And Mahindra's utility vehicles are even built right here in the USA. Trust your land to the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth, and you'll discover why Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor. To become the next satisfied Mahindra owner, learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's a great time to get your rugs a deep-down professional clean. There's only one company that you can trust with your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. That's Hadid. Hey, it's Chris Plant here. I've seen how Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal not only of pet odor and dirt and grime, but the bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. Right now, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs that qualify, they've developed a cleaning process that's not only faster, but will save you money. And right now, Joe Hadid is offering this amazing deal. When you get two rugs cleaned, you get a third one cleaned absolutely free. Get your rugs cleaned today. Hadid has four drop-off locations and offers pickup and delivery service. Go online to joehadid.com. Again, that's joehadid.com or call 703-241-1111.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a giant Samsung 75-inch TV plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. Whoa! Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest and power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
5:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we can do this, and you are doing it just well here. Around the Beltway, no problems out of College Park and into Silver Spring, Bethesda, quiet across the Legion Bridge and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. A great time to get going. Now, Laurel, commuters on 197. As you come off of the BW Parkway before you get to Powder Mill Road in each direction, we have an incident blocking right in that stretch. So if you can, avoid Laurel Bowie Road, maybe south of, and use Powder Mill Road as your workaround. That will do you well. And on 270 south in Hyattstown, southbound crash has been moved to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Blowing on through today with a few clouds around, showers, thunder showers east, 84 degrees. Maybe a stray shower or storm tomorrow. We'll start near 70, wrap it up at 93. That's a record. And then on Sunday, clouds and sunshine, middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 68 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL.
We all know what a mulligan is, a do-over in golf. In real life, we just don't get do-overs. We all know of someone who died suddenly of a heart attack. It's awful. Larry O'Connor here, and it's time to be proactive and take your health seriously. If they had gotten a heart scan from virtual physical, they wouldn't need that do-over. With a virtual heart scan, plaque buildup and aneurysms are detected long before there are any outward symptoms like a heart attack. Virtual physical also offers full body scans, which can spot early signs of cancer, and colonoscopies showing the clearest possible images so the doctor can see potential trouble spots. The scans are quick, easy, affordable, and require no sedation. Virtual physical is even open on Saturdays. To get you motivated, the heart scan price has been lowered to $199 or $250 off a total body scan. Just mention me or WMAL. My family has peace of mind because I had my scans. Remember, in life, there are no do-overs. Call 301-984-9009 or online at virtualphysical.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and my friend Frank Prindle guarantees to sell your home on time and for top dollar, or he will buy it. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in two free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Steven Matz.
Swing and a miss.
Hard to believe he was a rookie last year.
Trey Turner.
And he dives and makes the grab.
Hard to believe he wasn't Rookie of the Year. The shutout kid versus the breakout star. Catch everything. Nationals Mets. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on NASN 2.
Ain't baseball great?
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
It is 5:59 on WMAL. Coming up.
All right, how did the president do as we near that 100-day marker tomorrow? We'll talk to Jared Meyer with the Foundation for Government Accountability.
And Montgomery County teachers had a smash room, and apparently that's a bad thing. We're going to get your take on it and find out, hey, maybe a smash room where you